107.9.
Brand new song.
Kesha, come on.
All the hits. This is Mix 107.9. Stations are stalking celebrities at Sundance. Mix 107.9 is getting you into the party. Win your way into the most exclusive Sundance parties, including performances from One Republic, Paul Oakenfold, and more.
Everybody, let's go!
Mix 107.9's Lexi and Banks have tickets all this week.
Yeah!
Mix 107.9. Find Mix 107.9 in Park City at Star Bar during Sundance. Win tickets on site or go to Mix1079FM.com to get more.
Have you heard?
Council.
This is your boy Flo Rida.
This is Adam from Maroon 5.
I'm Alex Clare.
Mix 107.9.
Hold on.
She likes to eat healthy. He likes to eat.
Cake is low-cal, right?
Lexi and Banks on the Mix Morning Fix.
Mix 107.9, it's Lexi and Banks in the Mix Morning Fix. Good morning, Lexi, how are you?
I'm great, how are you?
Excellent, let's get to Famous Filth at 15 and 45.
Well, I'm very excited, Banks.
Because?
Because we're getting a comeback from a group that I miss.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Really.
Do we need it?
Oh, we need it, Banks.
Jump, jump.
Daddy
back
awake ya.
Oh, yeah.
Backwards,
I could jam out to this all day.
My pants are backwards.
Wiggle and shake your rump.
It's really difficult to take them off when it's time, but I wear them backwards.
Lovable, huggable type of guy. I thought that was, that line was always so fun.
Oh, crisscross. They're back.
Wait, it's wiggle, 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 whack. I could do that all day. So, I bought, true story, I bought the cassette single of this back in the day.
You did?
Yes, I did.
I don't think
on
I own
cassette.
It. I don't think I own this one.
I probably still have it in a bucket full of stuff somewhere.
It is the only song that they, I think, were successful with. I mean, that was the only hit from Criss Cross, right? They
oh, yeah.
They didn't come out with the second one. Anyway, they're back. They're not putting out a new album or anything like that. They're doing some sort of a reunion show in Atlanta. But they are going to wear their pants backwards. In all the promo pictures, they are wearing their pants backwards.
Good for them.
And they're adults.
I like it.
It looks funny.
It looked funny when they were kids.
Yeah, it did, but it looks even funnier now that they're adults.
Good for them. I like it.
You know, it seems like they kept themselves together.
I fully support
that. I'll
post a picture. Well, the one kid had like cancer and came back from it. So.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I didn't know all that. You know way more about Criss Cross than I do.
Me and Criss Cross, we go back.
Yeah. And it's a very 80s Famous Filth today. Molly Ringwald is going to be releasing a jazz album.
Really?
Yeah. I didn't know she sang.
Neither did I.
I guess her father is a jazz pianist.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, so she's going to put out a jazz standards album called Except Sometimes. It should be out in April. And I guess she recently has been doing jazz shows. And at the end of one of her concerts earlier this week, she covered the song Don't You Forget About Me, but she did it in jazz.
That's even cooler.
I think it's kind of fun.
Because that was, of course, the theme song from The Breakfast Club.
Yeah, so you know, one of the 80s movies that she was in. And, you know, she's not been totally out of the spotlight. She had some TV show for a little while. Don't ask me what it was.
She's done a couple of different things, but, you know, it's cool. Good for her.
Yeah, she was playing a teacher on something. I don't know. And in sad news, Conrad Bain is dead.
A little piece of my childhood just passed away.
I know. He was Mr. Drummond on Different Strokes. He died of natural causes at the age of 89.
Can you still sing the theme song? You think? Do you remember it?
Now the world don't know to the beat of just one drum. What might be right for you may not be right for some.
He's a man of me. I learned things.
He was the best character on the show.
He was.
Different strokes it takes. Different strokes it takes. Different strokes to move the world.
I just
love this. Rest in peace,
things.
Mr. Drummond.
I knew to watch out for creepy bike shop owners after watching this show. Remember? Remember when little Arnold and his buddy were over at the bike shop and the guy tried to molest him?
And of course, the Utah connection, you know, Gary Coleman having lived out his final days here in Utah.
Oh, he did?
Yes, he
was
did.
Was he a security guard here? So many bad things have happened with those guys on different strokes. The chick got addicted to the drugs and had some problems. And then the older
brother. They pretty much all had problems.
Yeah, he went to jail for
a little while. Mr. Drummond was the only one that had it together.
He was the only one that had it together. And now he's gone.
It takes different strokes to rule the world.
It really does, Banks. I learned something.
See the full stories and get more at Mix1079FM.com.